punk ass up. I got Puff on the line. Puff.
What's good?
What's good? Got a little delay because Puff's on a boat in the middle of the ocean. That's how he does it. Christmas time, he's Papa Puff. But, you know, he also staying on that grind. Last train to Paris. So I was a little soft in the segment. You said we got to get to some hard body questions. Talk to me about you and Jay Electronica. I see, like, you guys went back and forth on Twitter. You know, there was a whole thing when he signed with Jay-Z. Did you feel a way about that? Like, let's just clarify to the people, what's your relationship right now with Jay Electronica?
Yeah. First of all, when I had, you know, I definitely felt the way about it because that's my friend, you know what I'm saying? I was just, without a doubt, just looking at the situation, you know, selfishly. You know, I wanted to rock with my friend. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I support my friend on what's best for his career. And Jay-Z's one of, you know, is also one of my best friends in the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I had said that on Twitter, Twitter, you know, it's dangerous, first of all. And you got to watch it. Say, though. And, you know, when I said it, I didn't realize that it was just a coincidence. I didn't realize, I was saying like a blanket statement because I was feeling a sort of way just about a couple of different things. And I didn't realize he was tweeting at the same time. So coincidentally, it looked like I was saying something to what he was saying. But, you know, I ain't gonna front. I mean, a piece of it was just the way I was feeling about the situation, just on a competitive level, and also on wanting to just, I just feel like Jay is one of those special artists that don't come around, you know, often, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I just wanted to work with him. So I was a little bit of a sore loser and at the same time, just being a little bit sensitive and emotional because that's my friend.
Yeah.
But, you know, once we talked about it, you know what I'm saying, I understand where he was coming from. And that's the beauty, that's the realness of our friendship.
That's dope. Yeah, because with that Twitter, you said Hurts When Breathe. That became like its own thing, man. Everyone ran with that. Hurts When Breathe.
When people going through a rough day, they're like, it hurts when it breathes.
We got to make some Sean John t-shirts with that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You marketing up.
We already on that, baby.
You're always a step ahead, Puff. You're always a step ahead, man. I got to ask you quick about G-Dep. Your former artist, G-Dep. I saw you send a little message out to him, you know, to keep him in the prayers and all that stuff. Like, you know, that's your former artist. You know, he's going through his troubles where he confessed to a murder years ago. Like, you know, what's your take on that situation?
For real, like, G-Dep is probably one of the nicest artists that I ever worked with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you could always feel if you really knew G-Dep. And I can't say it was that, but you could always feel like, you know, maybe something was troubling his soul, or, you know what I'm saying? Because he was real quiet and things like that. But he's the type of guy that wouldn't hurt a fly. I don't know what happened in that instance. You know what I'm saying? He did the right thing and manned up to it, you know what I'm saying? But my prayers, like, you know, go out to him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and a lot of people all wonder. A lot of people say, like, where is this person? Where is that person? Where is that person? And, you know, I try to, like, keep everybody's things private, but I think it's important to say so young people know how to judge him. Like, he was really, he had a real, like real bad drug problem, and, you know, and that could have caused to the situation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because as a person, that wasn't nothing that he would do.
Yep.
Drugs make people, or, you know, sometimes make people slip up and make mistakes. And, you know, we don't really know what happened, but at the same, you know, just my prayers go out to him and everybody else that's been affected, you know, the family of the victims and the whole nine. But Depp was definitely, one of the favorite artists that I signed, the Bad Boy. And, you know, I tried a bunch of times, you know what I'm saying, to work it out. And, you know, the things you don't hear about, you know what I'm saying, you hear about, oh, why ain't this person this? Why ain't this person this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get tired of that, right? Like, you've been addressing that lately. You get tired of people always like,
I definitely get tired of it because people don't ask, like, Def Jam, where's Redman, Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
List on, where's Jay-Z, where's such and such, such. I mean, you know, the life expectancy of any artist on a label is like, you know, 3 to 5 years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess because we so personally, you know, involved with people, you know, as fans and people that followed us, people just want it to be like, you know, people want it to be that it lasts forever.
You've lasted forever, man. Like, what do you think is the key? Like, I think people get, you know, the ones that have the longevity, you know, it's like everyone thinks they could do it, but, like, you got to be built for this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's a rough game, man. It's a rough game. It is what it is. When you're selling, I mean, you're hot. When you're not selling, you're not. You know, the consumers turn their back on you, you know what I'm saying? Not the true fans, but, you know, it's rough. It's rough out here, man.
Yeah.
No matter what label you're on, you know what I'm saying? You know, the only thing I definitely am tired of, and we're going to put in perspective in 2011, so the legacy is right, is that, you know, stop, don't come at us with, you know, we the label where, you know, this person's not at, that person's not at, and all you got to do is really check the timeline and, like, look at any artist on Drive, Def Jam, Rockefeller.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Death Row, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just don't work like that, people. I'm sorry that people want it in a nice, pretty box.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you when you get in this game, you got to be in this game for the long haul. And if you're not, this thing will eat you alive. And I could try my best to protect people and try my best. And that's a responsibility of mine. But, you know, there's a lot of artists that I have worked with that still are out here doing their thing.
Yeah.
You know, Mary J. Blige, mm-hmm. the Locks. With the death situation, though, that's something I really wanted to work out. But that just was just, you know, it's just like he had personal things he was dealing with. And, you know, and we tried our best with that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you touching on that, man. I appreciate you calling, too, man. Last Train to Paris is still out there. You got to get it. Yeah. You're going to work that into the new year. I know you're going to get down. Might get a tour or something, right?
Yeah, yo, check this out. We're going to work that in for a year, first of all.
Wow.
Because it's just a different, it's a different way. It's the rock and roll approach to things.
Yep.
We're putting out multiple singles. And the more you listen to it, the more you see it, the more you'll understand it. It ain't for those who need immediate gratification.
Yep.
If you need immediate gratification, you need to go listen to some of that other shit that's on the radio. And if you trying to, you know, you have your eyes open to something different, you know, get some of that OG Kush, turn that up, get yourself a bad chick. And lay in the bed and look up at the sky and listen to that thing, man.
All right. Thank you, Puff, man. I really appreciate you reaching out, man. I'm going to talk to you soon.
God bless y'all. Yo, God bless everybody. Happy holidays, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And check it out. Hug a hater today. It's the holiday season, you know?
I'm a hug a hater, man. All right, Puff. Thanks. J45.